Well, I'm just talking without my, I'm talking in my squawk box instead of having my phone up. You hear any better?
I see. Can I borrow a couple of minutes from you?
Yes, sir.
What I wanted to ask you, because I wanted to clear a couple of things with you, that on this platform appearance on Thursday that I was going to make, you still there?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I wanted to read a couple of things to you and see what you see if they sounded all right to you. And the first thing, I'm talking about this civil rights thing, and I get down to this point and say that now we Democrats must undertake a positive role in resolving this national dilemma. I'm talking about the unrest. The Democratic Party must adhere to the law of the land with respect to the rights of all citizens. It likewise must expect the national administration, of which it is the genesis, in so doing to sublimate force to persuasion, to substitute conscience for coercion, to encourage local efforts to effect local solutions to the problems and differences which divide our citizens, plant distrust among our religions, and cause dissension among our regions. In the realm of human relations, I believe that this party should assert that the enactment of laws and the execution of court decrees can never substitute for the practice of the golden rule as a true instrument for the achievement of goodwill among the diverse peoples and cultures comprising our great heterogeneous republic. I think this party should set as its goal for the next 4 years the achievement throughout the nation of a climate of health, happiness, respect, understanding, peace, and prosperity, which will call on men of all races, face and face, to live and work together in the enjoyment of the good life, which can be the future of all Americans if we will but learn to live together in the philosophy and tenets of the great religious heritages which bind us together. We must also be mindful that this party recognizes that there is no place in our quest for the great society for either special privileges for majorities or superior rights for minorities. And I go on along those lines. Now, that ties in with your thinking, all right, Dave.
There's only two things that, only really one thing. Read your conscience and coercion again. I think the implication is that we've got coercion, and I don't want to be, I haven't been coercing, and I you might want to substitute.
All right, I said this likewise, that the national administration of which it is the genesis, we must expect the national administration of which it is the genesis, in so doing, to sublimate force to persuasion, to substitute conscience for coercion.
Well, now, wait a minute. We don't have to substitute conscience for coercion.
All right.
Use conscience instead of coercion is what you're saying, isn't it?
That's right. That's what I'm saying.
Well, you substitute, and if you so if you've already got coercion, that's something I don't want to admit.
Well, I say to use conscience instead of, or to continue to use conscience.
Yeah, you'd be admitting that then that we never had used coercion. I don't think we have, but you might not want to go that far from your standpoint, but I'd say to follow your conscience instead of coercion.
All right.
Or to use conscience instead of coercion.
All right.
I think that doesn't mean that we have been coercive.
Right.
But I never have moved. Now, they say they don't approve of the way I'm administering civil rights bill.
Right.
The public approves it about 65-35. But 35 would disapprove what I'm doing. I'm trying to find out what they would do, what they disapprove of what I'm doing. Now, all I've done, in each and every instance where there has been a serious possibility of a violation, such as killing a lieutenant colonel, or such as killing three people, or such as in Harlem killing a boy, I have called the governors and said, our investigative facilities are available to you and cooperate with you. And in each instance, they have functioned and functioned cooperatively.
Right.
And that's the way I'm going to continue to. And I don't believe anybody disapproves of that, except maybe some of the core people and some of the extreme ones.
Right.
They want me to take over the administration.